Hi, I'm Emily Rawlings.
And I'm Kayla Connick. Welcome to Forget Dis, taking the dis out of disabilities.
We are music therapists from Dynamic Music Therapy in Las Vegas, Nevada. This podcast highlights people who live with unique challenges that they have transformed. We will meet people from different walks of life, discuss how music therapy can help in specific ways, and present how to and how not to talk to people with disabilities.
Happy Friday, everybody! So today, we're going to be talking about music therapy and how it specifically helps with enhancing and fostering social skills, particularly in children with autism. So if you've ever wondered what the heck is music therapy, this is an episode for you, so keep listening.
Yeah, music therapy, you know, as we've talked about in other episodes, music therapy is using music in really intentional ways. So we use music like singing, dancing, playing different music games, playing different instruments, and we engage in these music making experiences or music listening experiences and work on very specific areas of need. We might work on communication and speech, behaviors, emotional processing, emotional development, and motor skills and social skills, so many different areas that we can work on through the music. Today we're gonna talk specifically, like Kayla said, about music therapy and social skills with kids on the spectrum.
And why we're targeting the spectrum today. Now, I'm sure in future episodes we're gonna kind of keep going back to this because social skills is such a broad thing, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, you need an accumulation of a bunch of little things to have social skills, right? You need to be able to listen. You need to be able to focus your attention. And understand context, understand language, so.
You know, and we feed off of each other, too.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at you. I was looking at you and waiting for a pause so I could come in and say something based off of what you said. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things that we take these cues from each other all the time in social skills as well.
No two people with autism are alike. Everybody should probably know that.
That's why it's called a spectrum.
However, it's generally known or accepted that people with autism sometimes have challenges with social cues and understanding social contexts. So that's why kind of early intervention with children with autism is so important. Mm-hmm. Now, it's also known that most people on the spectrum do respond well to music. Music itself is social. So you think about just the general public and anytime, you know, you go anywhere, for example, going to a concert, you're going to see your favorite artists and your favorite bands play, but it's a big social gathering, mm-hmm. and you're there waiting for your favorite music to start, and it's just this moment of anticipation and excitement. You're with all of your friends. You instantly, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but you kind of feel more connected to just strangers in that room as well, because you're all there united in that
common
music. Yeah, you have a common
interest.
Yes. So, and as soon as the music starts, you're all dancing and moving kind of in the same rhythm as if you're all in unison. Music itself is very social. We've treated it that way as societies for years. I mean, going back to early humans, it was always a social construct, among many other things, of course.
Right, but yeah. What are the other elements that I was thinking about that mm-hmm. music is helpful with kids with autism, or any age with autism, mm-hmm. is that it's structured within the music and structure. It's very, it's already delineated.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people with autism really respond to that structure, that's one reason why they really resonate with music.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's built in, some of those social cues are in built into the music.
Yeah, so if we zoom in to just music itself, structurally, and all of its elements, it's very predictable. Music is just audible time. So if we consider it from that regard, yeah, you've got this general context. Okay, yeah, we like music. It's fun. We get with our friends. We dance together. We sing together. We play instruments together if you're a musician. But music itself, you can think of it as almost a conversation between people mm-hmm. in a different respect. So you take away just your language and all barriers, and you enter into this space where the music is a conversation between all people involved.
Just over the years, you know, the opportunities that I've had to work with lots of different kids on the spectrum in music therapy, and on an individual level, we're always targeting some element of social skills. And so it makes a lot of sense to have a group music therapy session where we can then start to actually generalize some of those social skills that are learning with just one person, me as a therapist, and expanding that to other people, other kids on the spectrum, their parents, their siblings. Sometimes they come and just be able to generalize those skills.
Of course, yeah. And so now as music therapists, we take all this knowledge that we have about music and all of its elements that encourage this kind of interaction and interplay between people, between kids with autism. So yeah, that was Emily's idea with this group, was they don't get many chances to interact with people in general, because we're learning that, yeah, most of their day consists of just going to therapies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it takes up a huge chunk of the day. So they get social interaction in that respect, but they don't just get to, like, play with kids that they can identify easier with and just have and play. I mean,
yeah.
So now with music itself, we're not all just sitting together and I'm not asking them, you know, oh, hey, go ask this person a question, or it's not delineated like that. The music makes it more natural than just sitting there and being like, okay, this is how we interact with each other. This is how we talk to each other. Now repeat after me. I have music for that. I can put that in a song. And it's so much more effective. So like I was saying, instead of just telling the kids how to ask a question, you know, just by speaking it, we can sing it instead. So, of course, I have this fun little intro. Today we're going to have conversations and answer questions that we are asked. Once you learn how it works, it's so easy, don't even hurt. Today we're going to have conversations. Ready, here we go. And then I would sing something like, Emily, what's your favorite color? Start off with really easy questions, something they can just answer in one word.
Yellow.
Yellow. And then you have kind of this musical reward. I'll demonstrate.
She said it, 'cause she can. Emily's favorite color is yellow.
And then if there's other kids present, I can ask them, Emily's favorite color is what? And then they can, so they're having to like listen to other kids say yellow. And then of course it's, you know, you go around the circle, doing that with everybody in the room. And there's so many different levels to just that intervention. Like I can of course ask different questions instead of just saying, moving on from what's your favorite questions, I can ask, who is your best friend? So asking different types of questions. Who, where, when, why? And they tend to, instead of answering just by speaking, they'll sing their answer. And then I can also have them strum the guitar and have them ask me the same question. I'm like, okay, it's your turn to ask. And they get to come up to the guitar and do the same thing. So I, of course, finger the chord. So I have got my one chord. What is your favorite color? So I have, and what I mean by one chord is I have my beginning of the sentence, basically, musically speaking, and then I've got the conflict or the climax. And then the end of the sentence.
Cue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if they're having trouble getting the question out, you kind of wait, give them time to respond or think. And then this kind of encouraged them to finish the question or the response. So that's just a little demonstration of one little thing that we can do for social skills.
Right. So. Yeah. And that's what is so great. It was one of my favorite things as a music therapist is figuring out the puzzle. It's like, okay, this is what we need to get this is what we need to accomplish. How can I accomplish that in this musical format? Because it is such a responsive format. And I love that. Mm-hmm. I love being able to figure out the puzzle for each child, for each group of children, for each adult, for each person.
We want to hear from somebody that is actually a part of one of these groups, a parent with a child with autism who has been attending music therapy sessions. So today we're going to be speaking with Elaine about Colin and seeing how Colin has been responding to music therapy and what it's like for him. All right, so today we just want to talk music and how music is great for social connection. Mm-hmm. And how, as music therapists, we use that. What you think about music therapy with Colin. By the way, do you mind if we use his name?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, great. So I want to ask you first, how did you hear about music therapy?
My younger sister, Candace, mentioned it to me. Cool. And talked very highly of it and everything. And she actually went to school for music and things, so she would talk about it a lot. And I've heard about it before, but never really, a lot of people don't know about music therapy. Mm-hmm. And I honestly didn't really know about it until she mentioned it to me. And that was the first time that I had heard about it.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Was that back in high school?
Yeah.
She was in high school.
Back in high school.
Yeah. A little background. Candace and I went to high school together. and she, had gotten into music therapy. And then I first heard about music therapy in high school, like my senior year. So it was almost like kind of a godsend because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. I was like, oh, I guess I'm just going to play violin for the rest of my life. So when I heard about music therapy here in Las Vegas, I was like, what is that? So, yeah, it's funny. When did you decide to seek music therapy for Colin?
Well, he had, he's had different therapies. Mm-hmm. Throughout, since he was little. And I wanted to give it a try. And when I found out that you were having, we had came to a couple of sessions and he mm-hmm. really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And then as far as his schedule goes with his behavior therapy and speech mm-hmm. and things, I wasn't able to get him signed up for something throughout the week. But then I heard the Arrhythmics group session was coming out and I wanted to have him try that. And we did at the end of last year, and he's really enjoyed it a lot, and he's had a chance to interact with other kids and using music to, which is something that he enjoys, using instruments and songs and music, and it's helped him a lot as far as his social skills, playing with other kids, mm-hmm. listening skills, sharing, and things like that, and I've just seen, just with everything, you know, he's listening better at home. And it's using something that he likes to make him listen better.
Yeah.
And share with other kids, and he's enjoyed it.
Cool. That's so good to hear. Cause he's so fun to have.
Thanks.
In the group. So yeah. And he is very musical. When did you first notice that he liked music? He had an affinity for music.
Toy instruments at home, those were the toys that he would gravitate to more, like guitars.
Oh,
he likes the guitar and just playing with it, and he likes to play with the drum. He has a toy drum at home, too.
Does he love the drums.
Yeah, he does. He goes right for the drum first, I feel like. But then it's, the ukulele, too. He goes for the ukulele,
that's the
and
one.
He's been, strumming it and, rocking out. Yeah.
And even at home now, after the sessions and everything, he's like, he'll just randomly sing, hello, Colin, hello, and just sing sing the songs and stuff.
Yeah, he's a singer too. I've noticed, he's singing a lot and, in the group and everything and carrying tunes and,
Our Rhythmics group is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's a group designed for kids with autism. And it's just to be able to foster those social connection. Mm-hmm. It's something that we felt was something that our children with autism were lacking in some of their services. They're getting speech, they're getting and behavior through ABA a lot. They're getting all these different therapies, OTs helping them with things. But there was a huge gap in social skills. Mm-hmm. And because autism is a significant amount of that is struggling with social skills, then that's really important.
Yeah.
So it's been really cool to be able to have that group.
Well, and you can say like, oh, we can work on social skills in these individual therapies. And of course you can. Yeah. But like you have to generalize it out into a broader context mm-hmm. with other kids. So yeah. that's like, yeah, what I think is really, really cool about having the groups and having them there is just having them be in real life situations where, yeah, if a kid takes your toy, yeah, like what are you gonna do about it? Like mm-hmm. you have to be able to like share and then in the musical context too, since it's a safe environment and most of them like music, then they get a chance to kind of, you know, interact with each other in ways that they wouldn't normally do in any other social setting even.
Right.
So if you just take them to a social setting, like say a party to interact, it might be a little overwhelming. It might, I don't know, they might be tired or it's just nothing there for them to do. But here with the music, they're in this environment where like, oh, we can share a drum. We both like the drum. We both want to play the drum. Or I can imitate sounds that I hear you doing, and then it's this funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think kind of the music really comes into play.
For sure.
With, like, providing that space.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's really great about the being able to interact with other kids with autism in this group.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when they're placed in a situation where they're working with someone who has who's a neurotypical, then you know that they're kind of placed into this construct. Okay, you have to communicate like this.
Yes.
But when you're working with other kids with autism, then they get find how to interact with each other on their own ground.
Yeah, instead of being told
through the music,
this is how you ask for the drum.
I think it's my concern with Colin when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
He would go to daycare, and he still does, and when I'd come to pick him up, all the kids are playing and having fun, and then he'd be alone in the corner by himself. Not because other kids would try to play with him, but he didn't really want to play with them.
Yeah.
He was by himself. So, or there'd be an activity going on, like there'd be artwork or something that they were doing, and then he would be alone and just like playing with cars because he wanted to be, but it was something that kind of bothered me a little bit. You know, I want him to be able to socialize and be with other kids. And ever since he started with music therapy in the group sessions, it's funny because he'll come, he knows their names, like he knows the other kids' names and everything. And he talks of it. Like, I'm like, if I ask him, what are we doing tomorrow? He says, music. I'm like, no, that's on set. It'll be like school or something.
Yeah.
He's like, music. Yay.
He's like, we're doing music.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, no, that's so good to hear. Yay.
What's his favorite thing within the music group
He likes musical chairs a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big token game. Like, everybody's like, musical chairs. Woo!
And the relay race that they do. And that helps, like, his. Another thing, like with Colin, his focus with things, that's like one of the big things for him. If there's an activity he's supposed to be focusing on either at school or if I ask him to do something at home or something he's supposed to be, anything that he's supposed to be focused on, he'll lose it for sometimes, especially if there's something else like that he likes that's in the area, like a toy or anything else, like he'll lose that. But I think when he does the relay race, it involves a ball, which he likes, and music, and racing, which he likes too, and it helps him focus. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's just like an exercise that contributes to his
Getting a chance to practice, like doing all of the things that he likes, but with distractions going on all over the place.
Because I guess in life there's distractions and things, so it's like it. I think it helps with that.
Yeah, and hopefully, like, generalizes out to life. I know, it is, like I was saying, it's that fun, safe environment, but it's my hope, too, that it, will kind of spread out, you know, everywhere else but music, too. Even though, it's great to be in music, but it has to kind of, spread out.
That's my absolute favorite thing about music therapy in general, is that
the
kids are coming, they're having fun. but we are just getting in there and working on these things that are really important, and mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like work to them. Yeah. It doesn't feel like some of these other arduous responsibilities that they have in other settings, and they just get to have fun.
Yeah, it's like, why, if, let's say he has to go to the doctor or go to therapy or anything. He's mm-hmm. he knows it's like, it's more work. Like, not, like, it's just, like, going it's for a chore. Visit. And, so. Yeah. And he's, but with music, it's therapy, but it's fun therapy. Mm-hmm. And he's looking forward to going, and it's working on the same type of things that's worked with his other things that he has to go to.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so you notice improvement, like, outside and, like, other therapies
Yeah,
and stuff
I think
too?
So. Like, I think, it, like, just when the activities are done during music, you don't, at first, I guess someone who's new to it wouldn't think, you know, like, why are we doing this? It's fun, you know, mm-hmm. he enjoys it. But then when you really analyze the activity, it's like, okay, this is working on listening. This is working on sharing. This is working on socializing. This is working on focusing and not getting your mind, like, and you have to focus in school and throughout your life. You have to focus in a lot of things, and I think that it helps. And using something that he likes, that'll help that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I always think there's so many different levels to it, too. So on this big, broad level, you think about music as a social thing in general. So you go anywhere, any social setting. You go to a party, you go to your favorite restaurant, to a bar, whatever. There's always music playing. And then if you notice, like, there suddenly the music stops or is turned off or there is no music in any of those things, it's kind of awkward. I don't know about you guys, but if the music stops in any one of those places, everyone kind of turns and they're like, why did the music stop? You know, like, what's going on? And I admittedly used to do this thing when I worked at a restaurant. Before we opened up, we'd always have to turn the radio on, and it was new country music, which I absolutely can't stand. So sometimes if I was the one opening, I would not turn it on. So, because that was like the only thing that our boss wanted us to play. So as soon as people started filing in, sitting down, I would sit there and just kind of like watch and laugh because everyone was just eating in silence and just kind of sitting there. And it was really awkward to watch, but it was just something weird that I noticed, like, wow, yeah, it really is so different without any music here. And just sitting in silence, and then people seemed to talk less. They just kind of sat there and wanted to finish their food and go. Whereas if there's music, everybody's like sitting there kind of enjoying themselves, lounging around and waiting to leave instead of just wanting to be like, okay, I'm done with my food. There's no reason to be here.
Did you get in trouble?
No. Nobody noticed for a while. I was the only one that noticed. I'm like, let's see how long this takes. And then somebody's like, wait, we didn't turn the music on. And they'd go in there and I'd be like, oh, dang it. So I'd each time like wait and see how long it would take people to notice, like how long.
I think it's like it's a big part of when, do you ever, and I never really thought about it this way until like Colin was involved in a lot of music and mm-hmm. With therapy. And if you ever think about it, have you ever been in the car, you know, you're having a bad day and then a song comes on, it's like, ooh, that reminds me of when, you know, this happened. Yeah. Or like with Colin, like sometimes, like if a song that he really likes on, I could see his face like light up.
Yeah.
He's like his favorite show or his, or like there's a song that they did in school. It's called Shake Break. I don't know if you guys have heard
Shake
it.
Shake Break.
If you YouTube it.
No, but I gotta learn it now.
Yeah.
It's like, shake, 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 everybody shake, now jump, jump. And then they have to do things and then turn.
Definitely need to check that one out.
Oh, yeah. What we're doing next.
And he would do it at home and stuff. And now we have this Alexa that I'll have her play Shake Break. And so they used it in school for things. And
oh, cool.
So I just, he's, ever since he started with music, I see it improve, like, in all areas. Like, mm-hmm. I guess someone that's never done it, you don't think about it that way, but then I think, you know, he gets to music, and there's an introduction, everyone's sitting, and there's song going on, and so that's working on Colin staying seated, which is a big thing for him, and communicating with his friends, and then mm-hmm. The activities that are done, like his listening, sharing, communicating with others, just his attention. Yeah. It helps with all of that. And his speech too, actually. Like he'll talk and say things. So it's like it works on all the issues that I think that he could use help with.
Mm. Yeah. And that's the thing too, like all of those levels combine into like social skills, but what does that mean? That's such a broad thing. Right. And like all of the things that you mentioned are necessary for
social interaction.
Exactly. So you need to be able to communicate. And before you communicate, you need to be able to listen and pay attention for a certain period of time, or else it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, thinking about now all those different levels and like how music can accomplish all of them sometimes at once is really, really cool.
So. And I think, I guess like in life, you have to, in school, it's important. Mm-hmm. In work, it's important. With just everything, it's important.
Yeah.
Like, to
going to the grocery store and interacting with the cashier.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Advocating for yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Independence. It's really, really important. I'm really glad that it is working with Colin and that he loves it. I mean, that's what I think.
That's
is
why
really
it works.
Cool. It's like, it's why it works. It's because it's so motivating and it's fun. It's not really seen as a chore. But then, yeah, like it's got all these little hidden things embedded in it. It's kind of like giving meaning to like all the things that you do in life anyways.
Yep. That's what I think.
Yeah. It gives it meaning and it gives it you the space to practice those things and have fun at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And I think like when you think music therapy, it's like, what is music therapy? Mm-hmm. How do you use music? And some people ask me, what is that? How do you use music to, like, what do they do? And, like, they do a lot of different activities and exercises mm-hmm. and things that help with his social skills, his listening skills, his communication. And it's all with something that he loves. So combine something that you love with the skills that are necessary mm-hmm. in life. And it's something that I've seen improvement in all areas of his life, at home, at school, out in public. Like when we're, that's when I think it's when we're out somewhere, like if we're out to eat, if we're at the store, that it helps with that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Because it is a sort of treatment. Like if you say, Colin, we're going to the doctor, or we're going, he's like, no, you know. But if we're going to music, yay, you know, but he doesn't know, like, you know, that's the reason why he's going is to help him in areas that he needs help with mm-hmm. and everything. But he doesn't look at it that way. He just thinks we're going to music and we're going to have fun. But
yeah,
it's combining fun and it's helping him improve in all the areas that I believe that he needs help in.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know that, yeah, it's like lifted my day.
Yes.
Alrighty, so we'll let you go eat on your break.
It's such a great opportunity as music therapists to be able to hear from the perspectives of parents and what they see, because they know their child so much better than we do. And so to be able to see how that translates outside the music therapy session is a huge thing for us.
I feel so grateful too. It makes me so happy to hear everything she just said because, we don't always get to hear that. It is working outside. Because we, in the session, see how fun it is and see it working right then and there, but we don't see them any other time. So mm-hmm. it's just so good to hear that. Okay, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Okay, I save this for the end of the episode, so you don't have to hear me blab on about it if you don't want to, but we do have a Patreon, so if you'd like to support this podcast, go to patreon.com/forgetdis, that's D-I-S, and throw even just a dollar. That's not even how much your coffee costs. Starbucks is more expensive than us. Alrighty, guys. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening. This has been Forget Dis. Bye.
Blue, open you.